Hello everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So this episode is about Don Lemon. So apparently Don Lemon, who was the anchor for CNN News, has been terminated by CNN. Okay, Don Lemon was terminated from his anchor role at CNN. He announced on Monday. The news comes from after Variety published a story earlier this month on allegations that he mistreated his female colleagues over the course of his career there. And earlier this year, he faced backlash over widely criticized comments he made on the air. So, Lemon announced, he basically took to Twitter and he announced the news that he was terminated, but he didn't necessarily find out from CNN. So this is what he said on Twitter. I was informed this morning by my agent, his agent, that I have been terminated by CNN. I am stunned. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network. It is clear that there are some large issues at play. With that said, I want to thank my colleagues and my many teams I have worked with for an incredible run. They are the most talented journalists in the business, and I wish them all the best. That's what he said on Twitter. Now, this is what CNN is saying. CNN refuted Lemon's account as inaccurate. The network said he was offered a chance to meet with management, but instead released a statement on Twitter. CNN CEO Chris Licht said that the network and Lemon have parted ways, according to a memo provided to NBC News Monday. Don will forever be a part of the CNN family, and we thank him for his contributions over the past 17 years, the statement said. We wish him well and will be cheering him on in his future endeavors. Lemon has been with CNN since 2006, joining the network after anchoring at NBC Chicago and working as a correspondent for NBC News, The Today Show, and NBC Nightly News. Lemon first came under fire in February during a segment on CNN This Morning, which he remarked that Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, 51, was no longer in her prime. I'm not sure what was the problem with that, but the comment was made while discussing a suggestion by Haley that candidates over the age of 75 should be subjected to mental competency exams. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime, sorry, Lemon said. When a woman is considered to be in her prime, in her 20s, 30s, and maybe her 40s, when pushed by co-anchor Poppy Harlow, Lemon told her not to shoot the messenger. Lynch told employees that Lemon agreed to partake in training following public backlash to his comments. He also told Semaphore earlier this month that both CNN and Lemon have moved on from the issue. So they actually moved on. I'm not sure why he was terminated. Don Lemon is a lightning rod because he really came to prominence during an era where that was celebrated and encouraged in prime time, Lynch said. But a Variety report published April 5th allegedly that Lemon has a long history of questionable behavior towards women. The report was based on more than a dozen former and current colleagues, Variety said, who described Lemon as openly hostile to women at the network. Most of the sources spoke anonymously to the outlet. NBC News has not independently verified the allegations. So people can just make allegations about a person and then they turn around and terminate the person instead of figuring out if those allegations are true or not. Go figure. A spokesperson for Lemon said in a statement to NBC News following the report that it was amazing and disappointing that Variety would be so reckless. The story, which is riddled with patently false antidotes and no concrete evidence, is entirely based on unsubstantiated 15-year-old anonymous gossip, the statement said. So basically, if this is not even true, then Don Lemon can actually sue for defamation of character, or however they want to put it. But he would be able to sue the people that made these allegations, and also sue CNN for falsely terminating him on his job, and Variety magazine for putting it out there without even investigating or trying to find out if there are any proof to what people were saying. Responding to an NBC's news request for comment, CNN referred to statements it made to Variety that Lemon denied the allegations, and that the network, regarding specific allegations from 2008, was unable to corroborate the alleged events from 15 years ago. So we're talking about stuff that happened 15 years ago that he may or may not have done. Like, that's crazy. Like, why bring it up now? Why didn't they say anything back then? Lemon's termination comes less than 2 years after former anchor Chris Cuomo was fired from the network. Cuomo, who anchored his own primetime show for CNN, was fired in December 2021 after an attorney general investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against his brother, former Governor Andrew Cuomo. I don't know why. I didn't even know that Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo were brothers. I don't know. I was thinking otherwise with that, but like they were a father and son, because Cuomo was kind of up there in age, but they're brothers. The investigation revealed the depth of Cuomo's role in helping his brother fight the allegations. Oh, so Andrew Cuomo helped his brother fight allegations. He had previously disclosed some conversations with his brother, but the Attorney General report revealed a greater level of involvement than CNN was aware of, the network said at the time. Cuomo filed legal action against CNN seeking $125 million for wrongful termination last year, which is still pending. Wow, so they still have an ongoing case. He still has an ongoing case with CNN. So if the allegations that were brought on against Don Lemon has not been proven to be true, then Don Lemon, in my opinion, should be able to get his job back. I believe that would be a wrongful termination on CNN's part. Because if they don't have concrete proof that he did these things, then why terminate him? Now, if they have proof that he was mistreating the women at CNN, then that's a different, then that's a different story. But it's just crazy how people base things on allegations that they make moves to remove a person instead of waiting for the actual facts or the evidence that may or may not prove that a person did or did not do the things that they said. And apparently there's no proof to it. So, I mean, it's weird that they fired him. Although they did have proof of him mistreating the women, then that's a different story. But I just believe that before people make a move on terminating people's jobs and stuff like that, they need to actually investigate and see if these allegations that are being made by people are actually true, if there is any proof to it before they end somebody's life at their job. Because, you know, people need to work. People need their jobs. So, yeah. And Don Lemon seemed to be a good anchor. I watched him a couple of times on CNN. Now, I don't know, because he said that this Nikki Haley person was in her prime or was not in her prime. I don't see what the problem that was with that statement. I mean, if they're in their prime, they're in their prime. If they're not, she just could have just corrected it and kept it moving. I mean, to me, it's not a big deal that somebody would say they are no longer in their prime, or they're in their prime, or whatever. I don't see the big deal in that. I'm just saying. And if it's a mistake, then the mistake can be corrected. But all of this stuff is just crazy to me. But anyway, that's the news. Don Lemon has been fired from CNN after 17 years of work. Thank you all for watching, and stay tuned for more news. I am prowling around the internet, and I will be talking about stuff that's going on. I am going to talk about bullying on my next podcast, because something came to me watching someone on an app that I'm on, and it just kind of baffled me for them to make a statement that they made. So I'm actually going to do another segment on that in a little bit. So y'all stay tuned, okay? Talk to y'all later. Bye for now.